Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
That's me. What is up, champion? It's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on planet Earth and probably other planets as well. I haven't really checked the statistics lately, but it's great to have you back here. I want to talk about your decisions, your habits, and all of that good stuff. Yeah, we're going to talk about habits because habits are really, really important. You know, I was having another counseling session with my oldest daughter. Seems like we're having a lot lately as she goes off to the university of Cincinnati here, not too far away, but she's staying on campus, get that college experience. And boy, you know, as a side note, you know, it costs, I think, $27,000 a year to go to UC, University of Cincinnati. If you go to the branch campus and live at home, it's about half that. So it's probably about $12,000, but she's living on camp, which in her defense, to try to battle traffic, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Cincinnati, and that's not why you tuned into this podcast, but and I don't even know why I got started on this. But as a side note, since I can wrap this up in 20 seconds or less, it's probably about a 45-minute commute, and if you get nasty weather and blah, blah, blah. So she's staying on campus, costing herself another $13,000 to $15,000 to do it. But hey, it's the college experience. But anyway, having a counseling session, I'm like, honey, you got to improve your habits. You know, you got to get up earlier. You need to stay focused. You need to complete tasks to the end before you start another one. Yeah, this whole multitasking thing, I think, is great for a lot of people, but it sends other people into an absolute tailspin of what in the hell are you doing? You got this going on. You got that going on. Just think about how many tabs you got open on your computer. You know, there's no reason to have more than just a few tabs open. Like I was doing a webinar yesterday. Oh, by the way, if you haven't registered, I've got a live webinar happening August 16th, a couple days from right now, noon Eastern time. I realize if you're listening to the podcast after this, you can't. But August 16th, 2019 at noon, go to 100kpod.com. 100, the number 100kpod.com. And you can register. I'm going to teach you how to make $100,000 with a podcast. And you know I don't do this stuff, right? I'm not hypey, snake oilsy dude. I'm Sammy C from the Natty, man, for crying out loud. As simple as it gets. But I've developed a very simple method. If you're interested, it does involve, you know, having to record a podcast. Obviously, I'll teach you how to do that on there. But really marketing and setting yourself up from everybody else, apart from everybody else out there. So if you want to join the webinar and learn from moi, yours truly, not a lot of slides, you know, I'm just not a slide guy. I'm more of a, hey, let's dive into this thing and I'm going to take you all around these different areas and show you how podcasting works. Go to 100kpod.com, register for the webinar, and I'd love to have you on there. Shoot me a message on Instagram. Let me know you're registered. I love Insta. Get all up in my DMs. I love communicating with people who listen to the podcast through Instagram. Thank you so much for listening. And by the way, also, can you leave a rating on iTunes for the Everyday Saturday podcast? I'd appreciate it. Helps other people just like you find the show. All right, that's it for that. All right, decisions and habits. Decisions and habits. I'm counseling my soon-to-be freshman in college. My honey, you got to have better habits because habits lead to better decisions and better actions that you have. You know, I used to have, I don't know about you, maybe you feel the same way. I used to have some nasty habits in my 20s. You know, I'd get up late, go out drinking, hit happy hour. I remember one time, man, I'm holding like a Saturday morning. I got up after a bender on a Friday night. I was probably 22, 23 years old, living in my apartment in North Tonawanda, New York. Shout out to all the Western New Yorkers out there that know North Tonawanda. And I'm eating this eclair or something like that. I got at Tops, the grocery store near Buffalo, New York. And I'm looking at myself, I'm like, you know what? I drank booze last night. I'm eating an eclair right now, chugging a cup of coffee. And I look down, and the old waistline isn't looking like it used to either. It kind of ballooned. Look, somebody put an air pump in my belly button and just started pumping that thing, man. It's like, yeah, stomach, a little fat. Now, You don't just get fat overnight, especially when you're me. I mean, I was like 170 pounds soaking wet, you know, prior to going to college or even getting into my 20s. So how did this happen? Well, it happened as a result of habits. It happened in bad dietary habits. God, I wish I knew then. How many times you heard this? I wish I knew then what I know now. I would have been drinking a gallon of water every single day like I do now. I would have been drinking a green smoothie every single day. And I would have developed such better. I would have hit the gym, man, every single day. Muscle just eats fat and all of that stuff. So there are health habits. There are financial habits. And those habits lead to decisions. Because when you have bad habits, what do you make bad? What else? Bad decisions. Wouldn't you agree? Don't you make bad decisions when you're not, when you don't have a clear mind? And having a clear mind means developing habits. So if I could encourage you to do a few things, number one, it would be to wake up earlier. All right, get a head start on the day. It really does feel like you're winning. And you don't got to wake up at 4 in the morning. I'm just saying, if you wake up at 8 in the morning, get up at 7. That extra hour, you honestly, I mean, you feel like you're stealing the one thing you can't get any more of, and that is time, okay? That's habit number one. Habit number two, drink a gallon of water. Do it. Don't even question it. I know you're going to pee way more than you ever have in your life. That's okay. Even if you got to wet yourself sitting in traffic, it's worth drinking a gallon of water every single day. Mix in at least 20 minutes of any kind of exercise, walking, minor weightlifting. You don't got to get jacked up. You're like Hugh Jackman, okay? You don't got to do that. I'm just saying, just get yourself, because those habits, those decisions turn into really great habits, all right? You make the decision to drink a gallon of water. You don't drink a gallon of water, you know, in the first 10 minutes you wake up. Why don't you drink 20 ounces? You know, six of that, you're at a gallon. You know, so six times a day, chug a 20-ounce container. Or you could be like me. I drink a half gallon before noon, and that way I'm not up 5-7 times a night using the bathroom. So I'm kind of sharing with you. You're like, Sam, I don't know if it's TMI or are you a health coach? No, I'm not any of that. I'm talking about habits. There's healthy habits, all right, with health. There's financial habits, okay? Get into the habit of making good financial decisions. Invest in things. Don't buy stuff. Go from being a purchaser to being an investor. You know, the best investment you can make is in yourself. And that doesn't even mean money right now. That means time. Go on YouTube for an hour a day and learn something. Learn something online. Guys, we're in the digital age and there is no going back. I mean, if anything, there's just more digital platforms. You know, when I was your age back in the day, when I started podcasting, there was only a couple ways to get a podcast on the internet. Now, how many different podcasting apps are there? And by the way, if you want to learn how to podcast, don't, besides getting on my webinar, 100kpod.com, don't use a lot of these free apps. You know, you hear the Anchor and the SoundCloud and Podbean and all that stuff. Don't do that. Don't do it. You know why? Because you don't own the feed. If you don't own your podcast feed and one of those platforms goes out of business, like SoundCloud almost did 18 months ago, so does your podcast. It goes out of business. If you want to learn more about how to do all that stuff, become a podcaster, a speaker, author, seminar leader, and really monetize your message, get on my calendar. I'll call you. All right. Go to launchwithsam.com, launchwithsam.com, and I'll show you exactly how to do all that stuff. You got to make better decisions that are going to lead to better habits. Financially, invest in yourself, and it starts with time. It doesn't start with money. It starts with time. Because you invest in time, you're going to make money. Time is money? Absolutely. Time is money? Hey, man. Yeah. You start learning a craft online. Get on YouTube. I'm telling you, just get on YouTube. Search anything. You'll find it. Don't watch English Bulldog skateboarding down the driveway. All right? That's not going to make you any money unless you're the person that owns that video, okay, and you're monetizing it. Get on there and learn a specific craft that you can then turn around and monetize. You know, you may be like, Sam, I don't know anything. Well, you know what? How about this? For an example, learn how to build a WordPress site. You get on there. There's so many great tutorials. I'm not even saying you got to do it. I'm just saying an example of that. If you did 1 hour a day every day for 30 days, you could build your own WordPress site. The problem is it's that pain of wanting to learn or having to learn up front. Learn a new craft. You want to have an Amazon store, an e-commerce, a Shopify, something like that? Learn. What's inside the word learn? E-A-R-N. Earn. Just start learning. So develop the habit, health. That's number one. I want you to do that. Get up early, drink water, and close the pantry at 7 o'clock, man, and stay off the chips and pretzels. How do I know? How do you think I know to stay off chips and pretzels after 7? Because I do it. It's calling my name, man. It's like, Sammy, the pretzel bag. Why? If anybody out there, if you're a psychiatrist or a psychologist, let me know, why do I have an addiction to pretzels? Of all things, pretzels. And I dip them in mustard. I'm like, why do I do that, man? There's got to be something. Maybe in another life I was a pretzel sticker. So I don't know, but man, I get it. If you've got that addiction after 7 o'clock, the pantry's calling your name, don't go. You know what the best way to do? And I read this in Willpower Doesn't Work, which is my number one book I recommend from Benjamin Hardy to everybody. Thank you, Dr. Ron. Dr. Ron Blake recommended it to me, and now I give it as a gift to all my clients. Dr. Ron's Words of Wisdom. It's the vitamin and the supplement you need every day. Dr. Ron's podcast is awesome. Check it out. Coaching client of mine. Willpower doesn't work. Create the environment around you that you need to be successful. So close that pantry or get rid of everything in the pantry and then go distract your mind for 15 minutes and that craving goes away. That's what I do. I'm like, Sammy, pretzels. Okay, Lucy Ginger, let's go out, throw the tennis ball to my dogs. I just throw the tennis ball for 15 minutes. I don't have the craving for pretzels anymore, all right? And so these are all decisions that lead to actions, that lead to, what's the R word? Results. What results do you want? Reverse engineer. I want to make 10 grand a month. Okay. All right, cool. You want to make 10 grand a month. Excellent. You got to make, what do you got to make? 5 grand before the 15th and 5 grand after the 15th? Okay. All right, cool. So you got to make $2,500 before the 7th of the month? All right. Let's reverse engineer how that's going to work. Or can you just be realistic and say, I've never made a dollar on the internet before. How the hell am I going to make 10 grand? How about you make $1,000? Your first month. Before you make 10 grand, don't you have to learn how to make a dollar first? And don't you have to learn the habit of making a dollar? Because the habit of making a dollar is the same habit of making 10 grand. You just move the comma, right? You just move the comma and learn and then earn. Don't put all this pressure on, I got to make 10 grand, I got to make 10. You don't need to make 10 grand. You need to learn to make a dollar. Because once you've learned to make a dollar, you've now hit the flip. You hit the flip, man. I meant to say flip the switch. You flipped a switch. You got the old cerebellum working. Where it's somewhere, it's either between the kneecap and the chin. No, it's in the brain, man. You get the cerebellum working, and I think, man, think and grow what? Most people think and grow poor. Most people spend their entire life planning vacations instead of planning their exit strategy. And then they spend their retirement money on the vacations that they bought, timeshares and all that stuff. Buy assets, not liabilities. Buy, man, invest in yourself. I can't say that enough. Invest in yourself with decisions, with actions, and results that yield what it is that you want. Look, you can have the life you want. And I promise you, it doesn't look like how you think it's going to look like. Okay, I never in a million years thought I'd have four daughters. that's a whole other psychiatric podcast for another day. Drama. But I am where I am right now because of my best decisions that I've made. And that's very empowering, and that can be very humbling if things aren't going well. But you know the decisions that you've made. Don't make those same decisions if you don't like where you are. Stop smoking, stop drinking, get off the porn. Stop doing stuff that's taking you away and having you become somebody that you didn't even realize or recognize, right? Get off that stuff and move towards the person who you want to become by making decisions and creating habits that's going to yield the results that you want, all right? I ain't no guru, Sherpa, sitting on the side of a mountain say I got all the answers. I'm just a humble dad living in the Midwest trying to share with you how to make every day Saturday. Saturday's a mindset. It's not a circumstance. If you've got $2,000 in your bank account but your kids love you and your spouse loves you and you're healthy, let me tell you, my friend, you've hit the lotto, all six numbers and the Powerball. I'm telling you that. Quit comparing yourself to everybody who's got more money than you. You can always make more money, all right? That's not a problem. But don't lose sight of everything that God has given you. If you're healthy and you're upright, all right, and you're still alive, and you got all your faculties about you, you're winning. Now you've got the ability to go create the life that you want. I don't care if you got $100,000 in your bank account. I never taught that 100K pod. I'm teaching how to make $100,000 a year with a podcast. I'm only doing that because I make $100,000 and more from my podcast. I'm only teaching you what I know. If you want to learn it, great. But I'm not saying get on that training, for example, to go get the money. It's the mindset I'm going to teach you, the habits I'm going to teach you, the decisions that you need to make. That's all. And if we ever work together one-on-one, we spend more time on mindset than anything else. And that's what changes people's lives. Invest in yourself, would you please? Okay, but by no means I want you to take away from this podcast if you're a brand new listener saying, oh, Sam Crowley has all the answers. I don't have all the answers, and I don't ever want you to put me on that pedestal of people who think they have all the answers. I know the gurus that you follow online that think they have all the answers. I don't ever want to be that person. I want to be your friend. I want to be your mentor. I want to be your coach. I want to be an inspiration to you. That's all I ever wanted to be. And if I am, that's great. And if I'm not, I'm okay with that too, man. I'm an acquired taste. But I never, ever look at myself as I have all the answers. I launched this baby 15 years ago with just one passion, to record one audio. It's turned into 5,000 audios in 15 years of just incredible momentum because people like you keep tuning in. Thank you. I appreciate it. I really do. So let's make some decisions. Me too. Hold myself right up. Both hands in the air. I got to make better decisions this week. I got to create better habits. All right. I'm right with you. I want to work with you. I want to call you. Get on my calendar. Go to launchwithsam.com. I'll call you. I'll show you how to do all this much faster than you could probably do it on your own, just because I got some experience. And yeah, what else am I supposed to say right now? Oh, I know. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.